Cleaning Nation, welcome to another episode of the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. As always, I want to start the show by taking a moment to thank you. Thank you for sharing the show, for telling a friend, for all of the great subscriptions, ratings, and reviews on iTunes. Keep them coming. If you're listening to the podcast, make sure you check out the YouTube channel. If you're on the YouTube channel, check out the Facebook group. I don't think you can hear this podcast in the Facebook group, but if you are in the Facebook group, subscribe to the podcast and the YouTube channel. All that to say, we are here to help you grow. Everything that we offer is at growmycleaningcompany.com. Check that out for all the tools you need to grow your company. Today, we are chatting with Arturo Villacorta from Maya's Cleaning Service. Maya's Cleaning Service provides the Mercer County, New Jersey area with residential cleaning services. If you want to reach out to Arturo and his team, you can hold them at www.mvkclean.com. Arturo, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
I am fantastic. Good to have you, my friend. What is shaking in your world today?
Basically, my wife had a small business, cleaning business, and I basically left my day job knowing that the potential that are in the cleaning business. So here I am, looking for some advice from you to see how can start, kind of like the legal procedures and all that stuff. What do I need to do for all that?
Yeah, well, first of all, that is really exciting that you had a job and your wife kind of was doing cleaning on the side. And now, is it both your and her full-time endeavor?
She's going to school to be a nurse, and she works part-time for a cleaning company, helping on the book side. But that's basically just a couple of 2-3 hours a week, and she's... her, myself, and someone else, we've been doing the cleaning. We got about 16 clients.
Okay.
That we service.
Dumb question. If you guys are going to own a cleaning company, why go to school to be a nurse? Why not be an entrepreneur?
That was the question I asked. She didn't think she can actually do it until she started to work for this lady. And she was halfway into a nursing school. She just didn't know how to basically run the business. Now she kind of knows, but it's basically they do everything by hand. Like basically they write things. They just don't use any technology. I come from the corporate world, and I'm the kind of guy that I would use apps and a website and do a little bit more, like you said, basically automatic, to be able to make everything more automatic so we can take a step back and get hire people and grow our business.
Okay, cool. And it sounds like you mentioned earlier before, the question you have today is about, well, go ahead. What question do you have for me today? I'll let you ask it.
So how do you start with the basics? I don't have insurance, an LLC, or any corporation yet. So basically the question would be, what are those steps that we need to take? And why are they so important? Because I know some people, they don't have those. And I know, there's the liability, but why do we really need to do all this?
Yeah, let's talk about, there's three or four things we've kind of got to hit in order. Let's get them all, because I think there's a lot of confusion around a lot of the newer folks in Cleaning Nation as to what do I need, when do I need it, how much does it cost, where can I get it, how do I stay legal, all that good stuff. So let's start at the beginning. Start taking money for services, you are automatically a sole proprietor. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to file any paperwork. You are just a sole proprietor. So if you come clean my house and 20 other people's house, we all give you a couple hundred bucks a month. You're just a sole proprietor. And I believe that income would just be for Arturo, right? It would just be on your tax return. The problem with that is there's a couple of them. First of all, you have no liability protection. So if you come to my house and let my cat out and it gets hit by a car, and I tell you that cat was my soulmate and you ruined my life and sue you for $1 million, there's no distinction between you and your company. So all of your personal assets are now at risk because you're the one doing it. So I can come after Arturo, I can come after you personally. So any of your assets are not protected, which makes me really uncomfortable because I've got lots of assets that aren't in the company. That's the first thing. The second thing is from a tax perspective, a lot of times when you're a newer company, it's very tempting and easy just to kind of use the business bank account and money as your money, which is really poor business practice and hard to grow when you're doing that. So I don't think legally you need, if you don't have any employees, I don't think legally you need to incorporate, but I would highly recommend it. I went to LegalZoom.com, which they're not a sponsor of the show. I'm not promoting them. I just did a Google search, and I think LLC formation was like $149 plus whatever the state fees are. In Arizona, I think it's $65 plus like $20 if you want it expedited. I think the states in the United States, they're anywhere between $50 and $500 fees that you have to pay directly to the state. So if you want to incorporate, it's not a big deal. You can try and figure out how to do it on your own. I wouldn't recommend that. Find an expert or someone that's a professional. I'm assuming LegalZoom is, and I'm sure there's a dozen others that'll do it. For a couple $100 plus the fees, you can be incorporated. Let the professionals do what they want. Don't make a big deal of it. Don't try and do it yourself. Just pay someone that knows how to do that in your state, right? Like I can tell you how to do it in Arizona, but you're not in Arizona, so I couldn't tell you how to do it in New Jersey. But I'm sure there's lawyers or people that do that in New Jersey. So first and foremost, spend the, call it $200 to $500 on building an LLC and just invest it in your business. Any questions on that before we move forward?
No, that's clear. Thank you.
Okay. So once you've got an LLC, you've got some sort of protection. If you break a $20,000 vase, they might be able to take your company or sue your company, but that you've got some protection where they can't sue you. They might be able to sue you personally, but they're not probably going to have a lot of luck getting any of your personal assets. So that's the first thing. The second thing you're going to want is the EIN, Employer Identification Number. And by the way, before we move on from incorporating, I always do LLCs, limited liability corporations, because you don't have to do annual reporting. They're cheap and easy to do. They work for me tax-wise. You can also do a partnership or a limited partnership or just a flat-out corporation. I've not done a lot of those, but again, I would talk to a legal or tax professional in your area to see what would make sense for you. In nine cases out of 10 in the cleaning business, an LLC is going to do you great. I think, and I'd go out on a limb to say in 10 times out of 10, an LLC is going to be better for you than just a sole proprietorship. So that's that on that. All right. The second thing we want is an EIN, Employer Identification Number. That is basically a social security number, but for your business. If you start doing any corporate work or filing any paperwork with anybody, they're generally going to want your EIN, right? And if you don't have an EIN, they're going to want your personal social security number. But again, we're trying to have the business's assets and liabilities separate from the Via Corta's assets and liabilities. So we want to have a different social security, a different social security card number, i.e. an EIN, an employee identification number, just to keep everything separate. The good news about that is it's totally free. And it takes you about 20 minutes. If you just Google, where do I get my EIN or how do I get an EIN? You can do it online. I don't have the address. I'll try and put the link in the show notes so you've got it. But you can do it online. You have to answer, a dozen or so questions. It'll take you 10 or 15 minutes. And the questions are just like, what's the address of the business? Which you could use your home address if you need. What do you do? Are you in mining? Are you in whatever? So you just answer the questions and you will immediately get an EIN number. You don't have to wait for anything. They'll generate it right then and there. Any questions on that piece?
No, that's fine.
Okay, so far,
taking notes here.
You're in and out, and good, this is a podcast, Arturo, so take all the notes you want, but you can listen back when it goes live on iTunes.
Correct.
So once you've got those two things, the next thing I'd encourage you to do is a bank account. The bank account is, and I would say a business bank account. So if you don't have an LLC and or an EIN, a lot of times you can't open a business bank account. You can still open a personal bank account. That's separate from your regular personal bank account. But for me personally, I just like using a business bank account to keep everything separate. It makes taxes easier. It makes liability easier. We just want to keep our businesses separate from our personal finances. We might have multiple businesses. We might have one business doing well and another business doing poorly. When you do your taxes, I promise your accountant will appreciate having two separate bank accounts. So once you've got, for in Arizona, you need your articles of incorporation, which I think is a nationwide thing, and your EIN, and you can get a bank account, a business bank account, which won't be in Arturo's name. It'll be in, your Maya's cleaning services name. So that's the third part. And there's nothing, you don't need a walkthrough on that. That's pretty, I'm sure everyone's opened a bank account before. You just tell them you want a business bank account. As long as you have your articles of incorporation, your EIN, they'll open a business bank account for you. So that's the third thing. So we've got incorporating. I recommend an LLC. Getting your EIN, that's free and online. Opening a bank account, everyone's pretty familiar with that. The next thing is, and all that you can do before, you can do any of this anytime, but I would recommend doing that at the very beginning stages, right when you start getting customers or before you get customers. The next thing I would recommend is insurance. Again, if you have no customers, you don't really need insurance. But once you start having customers, you're gonna be in customers' homes or offices. Insurance is a really good idea, i.e. the cat / vase scenarios we drew out before. There are two kinds of insurance that you're going to need. One is general liability, which I've had for every business I've ever owned. So that's not specific to the cleaning business. Not actually, so far, none of this is specific to the cleaning business. This is any business. But general liability insurance is going to cover said cat, vase, I screwed up your carpet, we did something terrible, and we don't have the money to pay for it. The insurance company is going to come in and do that. Usually for a brand new company is very inexpensive. I wouldn't be surprised if it was under $1,000 per year. And oftentimes you can make monthly payments. So you might have less than $100 a month to buy insurance. And when people ask you, are you insured? Are you insured? Yes, I am. And again, because that's state to state, I've always had a CPA that I trusted, an insurance guy that I trusted, and a lawyer that I trusted. So you're going to want to have an insurance guy that you trust, right? I'm not a professional. I'm smart enough to know I go to professional insurance guys to get the details on what I need in my circumstance. But generally, you're going to want workers' compensation to start. I'm sorry, you're going to want general liability to start, and we just covered that. The second type of insurance you'll need once you have employees. Technically, you could get workers' compensation insurance on yourselves, but generally, I've not done that. Generally, as long as you have your own health insurance, you're okay. That said, okay. Once you do hire people, you definitely, most places, it's the law. Even if it's not the law, this is the one that I 100% recommend. I mean, thank God I've never had any serious injuries on my jobs, but if I did, and these people couldn't pay their doctor's bill, and I couldn't, I mean, it would be a nightmare. So workers' compensation is hugely important. I'm pretty sure it's the law everywhere, but if it wasn't, this is still something that you want. And this can vary drastically state to state. In California, New York, it can be very expensive. In the middle of the country, it can be very cheap. It also varies based on the type of worker that you have. I was in construction. That's a very expensive workers' compensation insurance. If you have a salesperson or a secretary, that's very inexpensive workers' compensation insurance because a construction guy's on a ladder, he's likely to get hurt. Someone in the office doing filing, not likely to get hurt. Cleaners are right in the middle because they're still out in people's homes and they're still doing physical activity, but it's not a necessarily dangerous activity. The good news is with workers' compensation, it's mostly tied to your payroll. So it's very inexpensive. If you don't have any payroll, it costs you virtually nothing. And if you have just a little payroll, it's usually per $100 in payroll, it's like $5 or something like that. So it'll grow with you. Okay. So the nice thing is it's not like the general liability. It is what it is, right? Like as you get bigger, right? If you're a $20 million company, your general liability insurance is going to be more expensive than if you're a $100,000 company, but it's not exactly like workers' comp where it's by the hundred. It's not linear like that. It's you can get a general liability policy pretty cheap, and workers' compensation is going to be pretty inexpensive when you start because you just don't have that much of a payroll. Does that all make sense so far?
Yeah.
Okay. And sometimes you'll use the same insurance guy for your general liability and your workers' compensation. Sometimes you'll have different. In Arizona and some other states, they'll have a state fund, which is run by the government, and it's a little bit cheaper. I did the state fund when I could. Sometimes I didn't. Again, you'll want to talk to your insurance guy. He'll probably know, or insurance gal. Okay. We got two more to cover, and then we should have all the legal stuff knocked out. The next one is licensing. People ask, am I licensed? Do I need to be licensed? What kind of a license do I need? The good news is we're not like in the car business or contracting. Most of the business I've been in before, I needed a license, right? Certainly in Arizona, I'm guessing nationwide. If you want to own a car dealership, you have to have a bond and a license, and you have to go through a bunch of hoops to make sure that you don't swindle the public. Same with contracting, right? You can't just go out there building a house or building a commercial building. You've got to have a license proving you know what you're doing. To my knowledge, there is no licenses, federal licensing required to open a cleaning company. You can just start cleaning. The licenses that you may need and probably will need would be state and city, and these are for taxes. So it's not so much like with contracting, you need a license to say this person is qualified to do this type of a work, right? With car dealerships, this person is qualified to be a car dealer and not swindle the public. You don't need that kind of a license, but you will need a sales tax license depending on the state that you're in. Like in Arizona, we don't charge tax on services. So I don't think that you would need a sales tax license unless you're selling product, right? So if I was going to strip and wax a floor, I'd have to collect sales tax on it because the stripper and the wax cost money. But if I'm just providing a service, right? And I guess you'd have to talk to the state and go, well, technically you're using Windex and stuff, but I don't know how much, I don't think that really matters. So depending on the state, you may not need sales tax license. If you are not required to collect sales tax, if your state is such that services are not taxed, you don't need a sales tax license. But that varies state to state. You can Google your state. Again, I can't go over all 50 states. I don't know all 50 states laws. And if I did, I wouldn't take the time. So that's something you're going to want to Google for your city and state. Generally, if the state doesn't collect sales tax, you're going to be okay in your city. But if you're in a big city like I am, I think we had three where we had county, city, and state. So, but that's a Googleable thing. And honestly, if you do need to have that license, it's usually like $30 a year, $50 a year. It's very inexpensive. The trick is you have to actually pay the tax. So you have to make sure you collect the correct amount of tax and then pay that tax to the government entities that is due. The crazy thing about that, and this is a big warning to everybody out there, that tax is due whether you collect it or not. So if I sold a car when I had my dealership for $20,000 and the tax I was supposed to collect was $2,000, if I didn't collect that from the customer, the government's not interested. I owe them $2,000. If I choose to collect that from the customer, that's fine. If I'd like to pay it out of my pocket, that's fine. They don't really care, but the tax is due. Same with what you're doing. So please, please, please don't operate without collecting tax unless you know that you're in a city and state where that there is no tax due, because they will come to you and I didn't collect the tax from the customer and I didn't know is not going to save you. They will sue you and they will shut down your business. So do not engage in any taxable activities without collecting that tax. I found in my experience in Arizona, the sales tax folks are worse than the IRS. Everybody knows the IRS is not someone we want to fool with. The sales tax people are worse because it's their money. It's like payroll tax, right? It's not like with income tax, like, well, I earned it and the government says I owe them this portion of it. That's a little different than, you know, hey, I'm taking payroll tax out of Arturo's check and I'm stealing it for myself. That's they take that very seriously. So sales tax and payroll tax, don't fool around with those people. All right, which brings me to the last one, which is payroll. Any questions on incorporating, getting an EIN, opening a bank account, getting insurance, or getting licensing before we hit payroll?
So far, so good.
Okay. And I know that we've been going, I don't know, 15 minutes or so far. I know this sounds overwhelming. When you break it down piece by piece, I promise you it's not scary and it's not overwhelming. You can do all of this in probably less than 10 hours. It might take you a couple weeks in time because you got to wait for the government to get back to you or this guy to do that. But of your time, it should take less than 10 hours and probably well under $1,000. It shouldn't be. I mean, maybe even your general liability insurance, you can usually pay monthly. So I'm pretty confident you can get this done cheap and easy. All right. Last thing is payroll. Obviously you don't need payroll until you have employees, right? Technically you could pay yourself, but generally I don't put myself on the payroll until I've got a big enough company where there's other employees. This scares people because you're like, oh my gosh, I've got, you know, there's the W-2 and the W-4 and then there's the, I forget what it is, the quarterlies or the monthly. There's just a lot of different people you have to pay at different times. Don't fool with any of this stuff. Like I said, the only people worse than the IRS are the sales tax people and the payroll people. Don't fool with those guys. So what you want to do is just pay a payroll company. You can use ADP. I think QuickBooks has got one. Anyone, paychecks, there's a lot of them. They just have to be big enough where if they make a mistake, because the mistakes are expensive. If you screw up payroll, and you short them $500, they're not going to say, oh, no problem, just get us it when you get a chance. They're going to say $500. No. You owe us $817. There's late fees. There's penalties. There's interest. So that gets whacked up pretty quick, especially if you don't know that you didn't do it. And 6 months, 9 months later, when they discover it, they come back to you. They're pissed, and it's double what you owed them before. If you have a payroll company, they handle all that. They pay for all that. That's not, they'll take that liability. If you do it yourself, Arturo's writing a check or your company's writing a check. So I would always use a payroll company, and you can usually get payroll processed anywhere from $30 to $50 if you only have like less than 10 employees. So it's not a big expensive thing. Pay the professionals to do that. So again, incorporate. It won't take you long. I mean, if you just pay somebody else, it'll probably take you 20 minutes and cost you $300-$400 maybe. Get an EIN, do it yourself. It'll take you 20 minutes online, cost you $0. Open a bank account. Again, you have to put money in it, but it won't cost you any money and take you a half hour. Getting insurance, that's half hour to an hour on the phone with an insurance agent. If you don't have a lot of payroll, your workers' comp will be nothing or virtually nothing. Your general liability will be probably less than $100 a month. If you need a sales tax license, that's usually less than $100 a year, so that's almost nothing. And then if and when you start doing payroll, have a payroll company, they'll charge you probably less than $50 per payroll to do that. So it's not a big deal. For well under $1,000 a month, you can be legal and do business like a professional, have yourself covered, all that good stuff. All right, I've gone way too long. Any questions before we hit the lightning round, which we're going to blow through real quick, Arturo?
No, that's. I think everything was clear. Thank you so much.
Cool. Well, let's hit the lightning round really quick. I've taken all of your time, so you're going to have to condense your genius into a small bit. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Well, my father always used to say, you know, you got to be like the tiger. You only take a step back to jump forward.
Love it.
And, you know, anybody that's been successful, it's always had different, you know, different things going through their lives. And, you know, sometimes things happen. But you just take a little step back, then you keep jumping forward. You can move forward.
Well said. All right. Next question. What is the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business so we can all kind of learn from each other?
Basically left my job. I'm basically starting to do everything like you know, because I listen to a lot of podcasts and, you know, like, you know, just leave your job and just start tomorrow. And that's what I did. I went and left my job. And now I'm kind of like, you know, the clock is ticking on. But, you know, I'm very confident that following your steps, I'll be able to get what I need to get in the next few months. So.
Yeah, I know you're a Clean Profit Method member, so we've got you covered, buddy. You're going to be fine. All right, last question. What's one idea, something really easy Cleaning Nation can put into practice right away that will improve their business or their lives, even just a little bit?
I would say just prospect day and night.
Okay.
That's what I think. Especially get up in the morning, just think about how many clients, how many people you want to talk. And, you know, just break it down into how many clients do you need. And some amount of time, or how much do you need, and just break it down. So I call the funnel, right?
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say, let me do you one better. I would encourage you to create systems that attract your ideal customer to you every day. So instead of doing it yourself, which if you stop working, you stop getting paid, figure out how to create systems to get the right people to come to you. And I, like I said, I know you're a Clean Profit Method member. We go over that in detail in steps 4 and 5. So if you're trying to get customers, buddy, I would actually step 3 is kind of some foundational stuff. I'd real quick go to step 3, 4, and 5 and again, create systems so they come to you and you're not having to constantly, it's fine going to get customers in the beginning, but we want to create systems where they come to us. All right, Arturo, thank you for joining us and sharing your passion, your story, where you're at. I appreciate you. I know Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out Arturo's show notes page and everything you need to grow your cleaning company, including a special video I just made just for you with some really cool training for free, it's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Go there now, check it out. I'll see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.